Welcome to this deep dive. Today we're exploring a really interesting idea. Individual value, how precious each person is, specifically looking through a religious lens.
Yeah, that's right. And we're zeroing in on a specific passage. It's from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 12, verses 6 and 7. Our source is a piece called God Values You from Faith Forces. So the big question for you listening is, what does this scripture actually tell us about our inherent worth?
Right. Okay, let's jump in. The first part mentions sparrows. Are not five sparrows sold for 2 pennies? Sparrows back then, they were, well, incredibly common, weren't they? Super cheap.
Oh, absolutely. 2 pennies.
Yeah.
That's next to nothing. It really highlights how insignificant they might have seemed economically.
Yeah.
Just everyday birds.
Easily overlooked. Yeah. But then here's the turn.
Mm-hmm.
Yet not one of them is forgotten by God. That's quite a statement, considering how cheap they were.
Right.
What's that implying about God's awareness?
It paints a picture of, well, incredible attention to detail, doesn't it? If even these tiny, almost worthless birds are on God's radar, so to speak.
Then the scope of that awareness must be huge.
Exactly. It suggests nothing is too small or insignificant to be noticed.
And it gets even more personal, moving from sparrows to us. It says, indeed, the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Now, obviously, that's not literal counting, right?
No, definitely not. It's a figure of speech hyperbole.
Yeah.
It's used to emphasize something profound.
Which is?
It's about God's incredibly intimate personal knowledge of each individual. Knowing every single hair that signifies a depth of knowing that's, frankly, beyond our human capacity,
mm-hmm.
down to the smallest detail.
Okay, so if you're known that intimately, the passage then says, don't be afraid. How does being known like that connect to, well, not being fearful?
Well, think about it. If you feel truly seen, truly known, and fundamentally valued at that deep level,
mm-hmm.
it directly counters feelings of being overlooked or lost or insignificant. Those feelings often fuel anxiety and fear. So that profound sense of being recognized is presented as an antidote to fear.
That makes sense. And then comes the kind of the main punchline, maybe. You are worth more than many sparrows.
Yes.
Given we just established sparrows are worth almost nothing. What's the impact of that comparison?
It's huge. It's a powerful declaration of your immense intrinsic value. By setting you against something defined as practically worthless in that context.
Right.
The passage is saying your worth isn't tied to, you know, market price or status or anything external. It's inherent and vastly greater than crowds of those common birds.
So if we pull all these pieces together, the cheap sparrows, God remembering them, the numbered hairs, the call not to fear, what's the core message this passage delivers about you?
The key takeaway, really, is that from this specific religious viewpoint, every single person listening is deeply, profoundly known and valued by God. The imagery works together to drive home this idea of your inherent preciousness. You matter immensely.
It certainly leaves you with something to reflect on. This deep dive into Luke really offers a, well, a compelling perspective on your own individual worth. Makes you think, doesn't it?
Yeah.
How might seeing yourself this way impact your sense of significance?
Absolutely. And just as a quick note for anyone listening who has kids, the Faith Force website, that's www.faith-force.com, they have these divine dispatches posts.
Oh, right.
They touch on similar themes, but are geared towards children. So it could be a good way to explore these ideas further with a younger audience if you're interested.